What is up, everybody? Welcome back to You Wanted More, the Marvel miniseries. Today we're going to be exploring Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm going to break down the movie, tell you some of my theories and some of the Easter eggs that I can remember that I may have missed. Warning, if you have not seen it, do not listen to this episode of the podcast. You don't have to listen to this one if you have not seen it. Go see it for yourself before you listen to this, because I don't want to be called out for spoiling. So, yeah, this movie is pretty insane. But before we jump into the full breakdown, once again, spoiler warning, if you have not seen it, please, even if there's someone in your house who has not seen it, don't listen to this episode in the same room with them. Don't do it. Please, don't do it. But anyways, let's get into it. So the film opens out with pretty much the exact same moment that we left us at with Far From Home. Right at Peter's F-bomb that gets blown off by a car. And they're kind of just, they're out of there now, okay? MJ and Peter are escaping. They get on top of a bridge. They do pass a couple Rogers the Musicals, which, may I just say, I'm very happy made an actual MCU appearance. I mean, we finally got Rogers the Musical. What everyone wanted. This is so dumb. Yeah, so basically they get back and, they get back and, they're basically, MJ is in his room and Peter's changing clothes and, after Aunt May breaks up with Happy, they walk in on Peter, who's changed. Oh dear Lord, it was a very weird moment in that movie. Anyways, so then they go out and they see that absolute heck has broken loose. I mean, there are just helicopters outside of their homes, so I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Anyways, they get sent to a jail or something where they're being interrogated, and because Ned is just the worst liar ever, Ned's kind of stupid. So then, Charlie Cox makes an appearance. Matt Murdock, Charlie Cox, Daredevil is confirmed in the MCU, just like Kingpin, which we will talk about tomorrow with another You Wanted More episode. There are gonna be two coming out back to back. Just because, you know, a lot of Marvel stuff has happened. I have not been very good at keeping this up, but season two of You Wanted More, guys. It's here, and yeah, I'm pretty hyped for it. So, yeah. But Peter's quite confused about how Mr. Daredevil was able to catch a rock flying in on them with the words Mysterio was right, basically kind of reminding us of why people are turned against Peter Parker. They go to the school where the teachers are confronting them, basically being a little rude, just being like, nothing has changed. You are still a good student with super, like, a little rude. And then you have the conspiracy theorist dude who is just the worst person ever and feels like one of those people you'd find on Twitter that are just have nothing better to do in life. Find him, and they're all there, everything's fine, no one died in the span of Far From Home, but they're there. I'm trying to remember. But before that, Flash goes over there, and he's like, hey, check out my new book called Flashpoint, which could possibly be a reference to the Flash show coming up, I guess. I think that's what I heard some people saying. Anyways. They sign up for a bunch of colleges, and, oh yeah, wait, hold on. Before that, they go up to the roof, and MJ is reading a newspaper that says about how people think that Peter Parker can mind control MJ, which apparently is an ability that male spiders do actually have, which is just really freaky. It's generally a little terrifying, but I guess it's fine. It's not really that. Anyways. So, yeah. And then they're trying to get into all these colleges. But because their home is not very safe, Happy takes them to his little apartment which may I just say is like the best apartment ever. It's very high tech, you could say. And yeah, that's kind of where it goes off. They get the invitation to MIT, and Peter goes to the place where MJ works, which I guess is like a coffee donut shop thing. And because MJ hasn't taken down those Halloween decorations yet, he noticed the giant wizard, or not really a giant wizard, but he noticed the little wizard orb thing with the Halloween decoration. And it looks, for some reason, exactly like Doctor Strange. So he goes to Doctor Strange, and it's just like a blizzard. So we get closure on that. Apparently, they left a door, a little portal door thing. You know those things from 2016 or 20? Yes, 2016. Doctor Strange. No, neither do I. I don't know how anyone does. But yeah, they left that open, and it just all heck broke loose once they opened that up. Very weird story. But he asks them if there's any possible way to kind of revert his life back to the old way, or to make everyone forget that Peter Parker is not, or is Spider-Man. And he says that it's possible, but a lot of things get changed. And apparently it was 5 times, but Strange says it was 6 times that Peter changed the spell. And some people are saying that it might be Strange changing it a sixth time to make it to where he won't forget either. But when the spell breaks loose, Peter says the words that make this movie happen. So thank you for saying these words that kind of doomed yourself. And it may what? That everyone that knew that he was Peter Parker before should still know. And that brought pretty much everybody, even those people that really did not know that Peter Parker was Spider-Man, like Electro, and I gotta be quiet. Okay, we're good. I don't know. Oh, and Tree. I didn't know that Tree knew that he was. I didn't think that Tree knew that he was Spider-Man. Gonna be that one person that hasn't seen it and they're watching this, or then they're listening to this, and they're just like, "What tree? Since when was Spider-Man fighting trees?" But yeah, Doctor Strange gets really ticked off at him because he did not think to just call the college. I think that's Aunt May's fault there. So he kicks him out, and he goes to try to find the college lady, but at the bridge that the lady is at, Mr. Dr. Octopus comes and a bunch of nanotech madness appears. It's going crazy. Things are blowing up. It's pretty cool. And then the Green Goblin shows up, but Strange, saving the day like he does, pulls them back in, and now Mr. Alfred, I don't know what that man's name is, but Mr. Dr. Octopus is in a little jail cell along with the lizard, who they thought was a dinosaur. Ha ha ha. Very funny. So Peter says that he needs some help, so he grabs Ned and MJ, and Ned says that he has a little bit of magic in his family, or at least that's what his grandma tells him. I would start questioning your grandma there. It's just like, we have magic in our family, kid. Probably stop trusting grandma. Which he's not kind of wrong, because when Ned goes to shake Doctor Strange's hand, a little bit of a spark flies out, kind of hinting towards Ned using that little magic band thing. That not really a magic band, but that little ring, slip ring thing. I don't know. The thing that opens up the portals. He uses that to open up the portals to Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire later on in the movie. Anyways, continuing off of this, they go out and Scooby-Doo this crap, and then they make fun of Dr. Octopus's names. Names? What? I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But then they go out and try to find Electro and I guess Norman Osborn, because, you know, Green Goblin. But before they go, Dr. Octopus tells them that they're going out to fight ghosts, reminding us that pretty much every single one of these villains, besides Kurt Connors and Sandman, they all die fighting Spider-Man. So they go find Electro, and Sandman saves him, but he gets really freaked out when, you know, he sees the Electro evaporate, or like just get demolished and sent to a little prison cell, which kind of freaks him out. I mean, it freaked me out a little bit too. That's just a little terrifying, just to see someone get demolished before you're a little scary. But that's kind of where it goes to, I don't really trust him. And kind of leads Peter Parker to lose one more ally in this fight. So then they're all back, and then they end up finding, then they find Green Goblin, because now he's, I don't know, he's kind of freaking out now. He's like, ah, and he destroys the Goblin mask, but the Goblin mask is still laughing, reminding us that the Goblin is still alive in Norman Osborn. Which ain't good. So then Peter comes by to Feast, which is the place where Aunt May works. It's kind of like a homeless shelter, I think. And he sees that Norman Osborn's there, and he's like, holy crap. So he says that it's not his problem, but as Aunt May reminds him, it is.
It is his problem.
I had to break your eardrums at least once in this episode. And helping Norman Osborn now ultimately leads to May's demise. So, yeah, give me just a second while I try to remember the rest of this movie. I forgot, like, what happened from here. Right, after Peter, using math, I guess, beat up Doctor Strange. They learn some very important life lessons, like don't beat up a wizard because he's smarter. Anyways. So, yeah, then they get the little box thing that can send them all home at once. And Peter decides, you know what, let's help the evil psychopaths. Which they do. The Dr. Octopus. But, I mean, is he going to be really that much help? I don't think so. So even with only helping Dr. Octopus, he's still grateful. And he is back to his old, I guess, normal self. But when it's time for Norman, Dr. Octopus reminds him that he's just going to be him. And he says, it's just me. Or like, just me, or something like that. Reminding us that now only the Goblin is in control. So then they kind of go on this giant little fight, I guess. I really don't know. And Peter's Spidey senses start going crazy, and this is the part where Norman strikes, and he's trying to kill May for some reason. I guess that trying to kill another old, I guess that the old woman wasn't enough. He needs to take out the younger one now. But he goes for May and kind of just continues beating people up. I really don't know. This man's a little crazy. So, there's this giant chase scene, and the lizard, who has been in a car the whole time, breaks out and just starts going crazy. Just complete madness. And, just like in the first Spider-Man movie, the Goblin blows up part of the building, and unlike Aunt May in the first one, who doesn't die, May sadly dies, but not before being able to give out one more with great power. Must come great responsibility, because they have to change it. Yay. That scene got me actually crying though. It was so sad to watch May die. So now Peter is all alone, and Ned wants to see them again, and he decides to use the little sling ring thing, and he just wishes to see Peter Parker, and boom, there he is. I don't think that's how that works, but I guess it is in the MCU. But it's not Tom, or it's not Tom Holland Peter Parker, it's Andrew Garfield. You're such a stupid werewolf, you idiot. No, I don't think anyone's ever gonna believe him ever again. I do mean ever again. Which I most certainly will not be believing him ever again. A little jerk. In fact, the Screen Rant even made a song about him lying to us. But Andrew Garfield shows up, and then so does Tobey Maguire. And then they shoot webs at each other, which I guess is just like, oh, hey, what's up? Or it could just be the fact that they were trying to see if they were just another. I really don't know why they did this. But nevertheless, they did that. So that happens, and yeah, it's not the most insane scene ever. But they show up again, and honestly, the theater that I was in was going wild when this happened, so I guess it was a pretty cool scene. And honestly, I think that this scene kind of makes it to a point where it's like, this makes it better than Endgame. Like, there's the general nostalgia factor for people who watched these movies before superhero movies were like a big thing. It's like, it's so cool to see Tobey and Andrew back on the screen as Spider-Man. But nevertheless, they're here and they go talk to Tom Holland about grief. Then they go mess with some tech stuff. And yeah, Tobey reminds us that he's been thinking about being able to cure Osborn for a while, telling us that he regrets losing his friendship with Harry because of his father's death. I just say death because of a death. So once they do that, they get ready to strike, and yeah, they kind of just fight in the coolest way possible. Toby and Andrew and Tom Holland are not doing very good at fighting though, because they don't know how to work as a team. And Tom Holland tells them that he is the only one of them who has worked in a team, kind of showing that teams were not a total big thing before the Avengers movie or the MCU at all. Having superheroes and teams were not insanely popular. But it just shows that they are kind of a solo act, and Tom Holland is not. He's kind of always relied on somebody else in all of this, his movies, which is still pretty cool. But they finally learn how to work together, and they're, for just a sl like a tiny little bit of a moment, you can tell that Tom Holland grabs the webs of Toby and Andrew and swing them upwards with them so that they can all land in sync. And then the giant fight scene happens, and it is really, really cool. Just this insane fight. And after curing all the others, then Green Goblin comes, and he is. I mean, Peter almost lost it on him. But Tobey Maguire reminds him by looking really constipated that he that revenge is not the way. And then he stops, and then Tobey gets stabbed through the heart and die. No, I'm just kidding. But while in severe pain, as noted by Tobey multiple times during these few scenes, they cure Green Goblin, and now everything's back to normal. But wait! Things are still blowing up. Yeah, the movie's not over until things stop blowing up. And you can see a bunch of Spider-Man villains in the air, and it's just a little crazy. Okay, it's going a little nuts. You can see the Kraven the Hunter. I think people are saying Scorpion, Morbius, The Rhino, I noticed him definitely. Just a lot of bad guys. So, to fix all this, Peter tells Doctor Strange, listen, do this, make it to where everyone forgets who I am entirely. While Doctor Strange says it's really dumb, he has to do it anyways for the sake of the multiverse. And that's kind of where this ends, with just some really sad stuff. And also, though, even though MJ has no idea who Peter is now, she still wears the black medallion necklace that he gave her at the end of Far From Home. So that's pretty cool. And that's kind of it. There's not really much else to the movie besides, like, the coolest end credit scenes ever. One was about how Eddie Brock is still in the universe and then he gets sent back. And he leaves behind a little bit of Venom goo, so Venom is now in the MCU officially. We don't know who he's gonna latch on to. Maybe Eddie Brock, or maybe Flash Thompson, like he does in the comics and in the animated series. Then we also get a Multiverse of Madness trailer, which I don't really remember enough, but it kind of confirms that What If is probably going to be crossing over into the multiverse, into the MCU very soon. So please go watch What If. I know it might be really hard because it's just really bad, but it might end up being worth it later on. So yeah, that's about it for No Way Home. It was such a good movie. And again, probably one of the best Marvel movies ever made. I mean, some people don't say it was better than Endgame, but I'm like, the fact that people got to see these actors again was just so awesome. And yeah, that's about it. So if you enjoyed, tell your friends who have seen No Way Home. And if you actually were dumb enough to listen to this episode and you have not seen No Way Home, go see it for yourself, because my description really sucks. This movie was so amazing. So please, go watch the movie when you get a chance. And yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow with another episode about Hawkeye, the finale of that episode or of that series. And we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.